Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Olin Krutz, Score football analyst.
The Bears' number one issue continues to be scoring points.
Chicago Bears legend.
Man, you talk about one of the greatest leaders I've ever been around. From football to the weight room to life, now he's in radio and he has the same passion. You're around somebody with a fire like that and, you know, wants to chase greatness with whatever they do. It's contagious. I could speak all day about Olin Krutz. They don't make people like him anymore.
Six-time Pro Bowl center.
If you think your offensive line is the problem, then what are you going to do to fix it? It's kind of like when you hear Coach Nagy talking about the run game. I just don't know how much he means it or if he really thinks that that is the problem, because they never really try to fix it. By that, I mean sign offensive linemen and or sign tight ends who can actually block for the run game.
Olin Krutz, every week with Mully and Haw. He probably doesn't like you, but he loves to talk Bears with Mully and Haw.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Yes, it is Christmas every time we talk to Olin, and delighted to welcome him on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. Olin, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How's it going?
Well, you know, we were just talking about the Bears' failure to score points, and it really jumps out at you after a loss like that, 24-14. They have 98 points in thus far this season. That is 16.3 per game over a six-game slate, and when they win, when they score 20, they win. 20, 24, and 20, the three wins and a couple of two touchdown games and, of course, the 6 points they got against the Browns. It is just not enough. It's not as close as that game may have been. You got to score more points than 14 points, period, end of story.
You do. You do got to score more points. And I think when you guys play that intro for me coming in, I think I said that the Bears' problem continues to be scoring points. I think that was in 2019. And when you watched Coach Nagy talk about his team year after year, what I mean postseason press conference 2018, 2019, 2020, you continue to ask the question, does he really know what's wrong with his team, right? He talks about the O-line. He talks about the run game. He talks about finding a why. And you're sitting there watching these things, and you just kind of say to yourself, does he know that he doesn't have enough explosive players? He doesn't put the ball in the end zone. Does he know that his team's problem is scoring points? And that's what it has been for a while now. And then you hear him talk about, going to year 3 and 4 is when you really take a jump, right? Remember, he said that about his offense this year, that the Chiefs took a jump in year 3 or 4. And you go and you say, okay, I'm going to compare his offense to the Chiefs. And you say, well, he doesn't have Travis Kelce. He doesn't have Tyreek Hill. He doesn't even have a quarterback like Alex Smith. He doesn't have Mitchell Schwartz. He doesn't have Fisher. Anyway, you guys see where I'm going. When you hear him talk, you realize you're going to get to this point, that they were going to get to the point where they looked around and said to themselves, oh, you know what? Our problem is we can't score points, right? We got to, now we're getting all the way to this. And it took them 3 years to figure it out, and you're just frustrated because from the outside looking in, you knew when they fired Harry Hiestand that their problem wasn't the offense line, that their problem wasn't the run game. You knew after every game when he said that he was completely wrong, that their problem was they couldn't put the ball in the end zone. Their problem was since Tariq Cohn has gone on injured reserve and we haven't heard or seen from him or heard anything about him, they haven't had a guy catch the ball and go 80 yards on a screen, on a slant pass, on a quick pass. They don't have enough explosive players.
One of the most explosive players is Justin Fields, Olin, mm-hmm. and I think yesterday you saw some good, you saw some not so good. Overall, I think you're going to have those kind of starts with a rookie quarterback. How would you overall evaluate what you saw from Justin Fields yesterday?
Yeah, I think you put it well. I think I saw a rookie quarterback, a guy with a lot of talent, a kid who has to be developed as an NFL quarterback. He made rookie quarterback mistakes, right? And I heard some guys say he took sacks, and as a former offensive lineman, Dean Lowry ran through Cody Whitehair, and that was just a good sack by Dean Lowry. And he did take a couple of sacks. Fields did take a couple of sacks late in the game. He said he missed that progression, that Allen Robinson wasn't in his progression there on a boot there where he's coming out of pocket and he had to pull up because the defense end was coming up the field and he scrambles 7 yards for a first down. So it is a positive play. I'm sure the next time he'll go through his progression, he'll remember and say, you know what? Let me look at Allen Robinson here, right? Let me check it out. Next time he will make sure the ref gives him that timeout. He did call it. The ref didn't see it for whatever reason. But I'm sure next time he'll walk up right up to the ref's face and put the timeout sign there. These are things you learn as a rookie quarterback. That's one of the biggest problems with this Chicago Bears team is they're built opposite on two sides of the ball. They're built to win now on defense, and they're built to develop on offense. So that's why it doesn't match up, and there comes the frustration for the team. The defense seems like it is, not seems like it is, good enough to win. You'd like to see them not give up that touchdown drive immediately after the Bears finally do score a touchdown, but they do that anyway. You'd like to see them not give a touchdown drive coming out of half because they're well rested coming out of half, so they should be ready to play. They give that up, but obviously you give up 17 points all through a game to Aaron Rodgers at 24 late. We talked about last week when you guys asked me on Monday how many points would they need, and we talked about they would need at least 24 points,
right?
Because that's how good the Packers are, even though the Bears defense is really good at home, and they did harass Aaron Rodgers. Eventually, they just go to the run game and wear them out. I heard you guys talking to Brad Biggs about why wouldn't you suit up Tonga. Mully, me and Pat were asking in the pregame show, what was the thought behind that? Because obviously Akeem Hicks is hurt, and they're just going to eventually say, okay, let's just run the ball at these guys. But that's why the Packers are good, right, guys? You got to pick your poison. But back to your question, David. I just saw a young quarterback who has a lot of talent, who has to develop, and he made some throws, and he just doesn't have enough around him right now. Although Khalil Herbert shows you that the Bears may have found themselves a nice sixth-round pick running back who can make guys miss, and maybe they find themselves an explosive player there.
Olin, you talked about wearing two hats when we were in the pregame show. You talked about being a Bears alum and being an analyst. And you said that when you made the pick and you picked the Bears to win the game, you did so because you're an alum. When you, as an alum, let's keep that hat on. When you see Aaron Rodgers run into the end zone and he apparently was flipped off and he tells the crowd, I still own you. I still own you. I've owned you my whole blanking life. Mm-hmm. How does that make you feel?
I like to punch him in his face.
Yeah,
I like to punch him in his face. When you see that, that's your first reaction, right? I don't care if you're right. I don't care what his excuse is. That's just is your first reaction. I don't care if he, you know, I don't know. To me, that's a lame excuse. At the podium, I saw some lady flick me off and I blacked out. Look. Just say you. That's how we all know this is the kind of guy you are. You know, competitive, and that's the way you feel. And you have won a lot of games here at Soldier Field. And, you know, just because you're right, it doesn't make you right for doing it. Doesn't make us any less pissed off here. And we should all, like Justin Fields showed you on the podium after the game, there should be a little edge after this, after a while. You know, after a while, you get sick of getting beat up. And it's been a long time here. I can't say too much. I know you guys have a dumb button there. I'd like to tell you exactly how I feel about it. But I can't say too much on this radio show, on the radio, about exactly how I feel about Aaron Rodgers doing that.
Yeah, Olin behind the microphone much different than maybe Olin in front of his locker. So that's probably wise.
As you two would well know.
Yeah, as we might well know, on and off when the recorder's running. All right, so let's look at the defense, Olin, for a second. Mm-hmm. We talked about stopping the run, and I got to ask you this. You know, the Bears' safeties, to me, Tayshaun Gibson missed two tackles that cost him yesterday. Eddie Jackson still isn't physical enough for my liking. What do you do about that? How do you address that? Is that mentality? Is that technique? Is that a state of mind? How would you approach it if you're Sean Desai?
Well, I'll go to Sean Desai eventually, but again, I go back to the way you build your team. You have Eddie Jackson. You have a middle of the field safety. You have a guy who wants to make play on the balls. You have a guy you know. You're around him every day. You drafted him. You had pre-draft meetings with him. You know he's not a big thumper. You know he's not a tackler. So you pair him with somebody that is, right? You bring somebody in who's opposite of Eddie Jackson. Obviously, you don't have a guy like that. That's why you have to use Eddie in the box a lot. You bring him down and you blitz him in the B gap on those third and shorts, on those fourth and shorts. I would like to more see Eddie Jackson in the middle of the field doing what he does well, right? Covering a lot of ground. And this is not an excuse for Eddie Jackson. He needs to tackle people. And here's the problem with Eddie Jackson. They paid you all that money. You say that you are a safety who we heard him on that Chicago Bears network or whatever they do, where he's talking to his teammates that we get paid to get takeaways. Well, then we need to see you get some, right? If you're going to miss tackles, then you need to make up for it by getting takeaways, by causing turnovers, right? But my problem, first of all, starts with the fact that you've paired him with another guy just like him, Tayshaun Gibson, who now is missing tackles, who's not a big thumper in the box. So you don't have a DeAndre Houston Carson who you play when you play three safeties. You play those three guys when you go, I think they might call it big nickel or something, when you take whatever nickel cornerback happens to be playing that day out of the game and you put a safety in, and you just still don't have a big hitting safety. You have three safeties who are more coverage guys. But as far as Eddie Jackson goes and Tayshaun Gibson, they have to tackle better. That's just plain and simple. And Jaylon Johnson, I'm sure he'll say it. He's a good football player. He needs to give more effort on that play when Davante Adams beats him off the line of scrimmage, no matter what happens. No matter what happens, that's something as young players we all have to learn, not to let our frustrations get the best of us when we think someone's supposed to be helping us or we're playing some different kind of coverage or we're not. You just have to keep playing the game. But Eddie Jackson is not giving you what you need right now, and that's been now since Ed Donatell had left. He was the DB coach here under Fangio. He left and went to Denver, and not so surprisingly, they have very good safeties down there playing at a high level. So sometimes it's coach and player combined.
You know, it's really interesting, I think, Olin, and we'll let you go, but as we look at different milestones for different players, Cole Kmet had 49 yards yesterday, and that's a career high. And, you know, it's great that you get a career high, but 49 yards, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, that's under 50. It's not something to be celebrating or bragging about, and it's still confusing to me as to why they don't use the tight end better.
Yeah, well, they have to find a third option in the middle of the field, right, who actually threatens the middle of that field, because it can't just be Allen Robinson and Mooney, or like you guys talked about earlier in your show, it's just going to be, you know, death by a thousand cuts when this Bears offense hits the field. And when you go against Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who gives up under 60 yards rushing a game, it's going to be hard to run the ball down their throat. So you got to find a way to get that ball down the field and get explosive plays if you want to score at all against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But it's been fascinating ever since Coach Nagy's got here and Ryan Pace has tried to draft tight ends, trying to find a guy to get the middle of the field, to threaten people down there and get those, I don't know, those receiving yards or whatever you want to call them. But, you know, the offense right now, man, there's just not a lot of answers. You average 5.1 yards a carry from your rookie sixth-round pick running back with an offensive line who gets paid absolutely nothing compared to salary cap to the rest of your team. So you do run the ball well. You design your team and your offensive coaching staff to have explosive plays and this you know, really exotic passing game, and you see none of it there for years now on game day.
Olin, thanks a ton. Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.